And this is where the Pope has a voice which is unique, I think, on the global stage, is that he's able to ask these reflective questions, which are deep moral and spiritual questions about what do we think human life is? Who are we as human beings? What's the vision and the goal that we aim for in terms of our humanity and our human lives together? And he offers us both a very strong set of criticisms of, if you like, the false storylines, the false narratives about what it means to be human, and particularly those that place power and domination over others, whether that's in politics, in war, in conflict, or indeed in the economy, at the heart of the picture, as distorted and disordered versions of the story of what it means to be human that limit us. They look like stories of strength, where we kind of swell ourselves, but in fact what we do is we shrink, we narrow those spaces. And instead he offers us this rather beautiful vision of a civilization of love, picking up the phrase from Pope Paul VI in 1970, and saying now is the moment to reclaim that language, that together we need a moral imagination, a way of seeing one another and seeing the world that sees the value of being human and doesn't try and transfer that to AI tools, imagining they're more human than we are and debasing our own humanity, but also saying that we need together to build that civilization of love, and we only do that through fully living into a sense that we are finite creatures created for love, yearning for justice, and that we create that world together in participation.